Hello guys, and welcome in today to a new episode of Paranormal Chronicles. Today we have a special guest who is going to share a life event that happened to her, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay, so would you introduce yourself, please, if you would?
Yeah, my name's Kelly. I'm from England.
Nice to meet you, Kelly. I'm from the USA. So, I was seeing on the forum that you had a very, very interesting story when you were growing up. Do you mind sharing a little bit of it with the audience?
Yeah, of course. I was around 7 years old at the time, and my dad had recently passed away, and we'd gone to visit my aunt and uncle. Uh-huh. It's about an hour's drive from where we lived at the time.
Okay.
And we got there, and my aunt's, she's nice, but she wasn't really a kid person.
Uh-huh.
And my uncle suffered from OCD.
Okay.
It's obsessive compulsive disorder, so they preferred to keep us in the garden. And it was in the garden that my uncle decided to play a game called Mr. Wolf. The game was that you had to creep down the garden to a large shed at the very end.
Uh-huh.
And peek behind. And as a kid, obviously, it just seemed like a fun game. I remember being really excited at the time. But when it was my turn to creep down to the end and look around the shed, when I turned the corner and looked round, there was this giant wolf with its back pressed up against the shed.
Uh-huh.
And I know it sounds completely insane, but I don't have many memories from when I was a kid. I tend to remember the scary stuff and bad memories more, and this is a memory that's still very clear in my mind.
Okay. Could you describe a little bit of the humanoid figure that you saw that day, if you want?
It was, I'd say, as tall as a very large man,
uh-huh.
if not taller. It was covered in horrible matted fur. It was kind of like a browny grey colour.
Hmm. Another question.
It had.
Oh, go ahead. I'll ask you after.
It's okay. I was just going to say that it had these horrible yellow eyes that I still have nightmares about.
Okay, so another question. When you came to face to face, we're just going to call it a humanoid for now, you know, because I don't want to go mm-hmm. into the specifics of what could have been.
Yeah, that's fine.
Did it have, like, any sort of lingering smell to it? You know, like, rotty meat smell? Like any?
I don't remember any kind of smell. No.
Okay. At any moment when you encountered this thing, did you felt, like it was going to attack you? Or was it more like I'm just looking at you kind of thing, and then just, you know, I'm going to leave you alone and you leave me alone kind of moment? Or how do you, like, perceive that?
I remember at the time. It just looked at me,
uh-huh.
and it almost looked like it was smirking, and I
uh-huh.
felt like I couldn't move. It was almost like I was paralyzed with fear, because
okay.
I just stood completely still and looked at it, but it obviously didn't attack me. It moved its hand, and it had fingers, not paws,
mm-hmm.
to its lips, and shushed me.
So, I don't know if you can recall, maybe not. When you see the fingers, did you see the fingers being like claw or more like humanoid fingers? Because you said that
they were more like claws.
Like claws, okay.
On the ends.
Okay. Very interesting. So go ahead and if you want to continue with the story, and then I'll ask you some more questions as, you know, you go down the story.
Yeah, that's fine. It was after it put its finger to like its mouth and shushed me,
mm-hmm.
it started to grin. And it was when I saw the teeth that I ran back down the garden to the house. I remember being absolutely hysterical and asking my mum, begging her to come and look behind the shed.
Uh-huh.
And I think they all thought I was just being a silly child, but she did come because of how upset I was. And there was nothing there.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, something I forgot to mention, it was me and my sister were at the house. My sister was 2 years older than me.
Uh-huh.
And as you go up the garden to the shed, you can either turn left or right to go behind. And my sister had gone down the other side of the shed and seen the same thing that I had seen. but there was nothing to be found when my mum went up there.
Uh-huh. Did your sister told you anything, like, maybe, you know, oh, when I saw this humanoid thing, it swished me through, or just looked at me in the eyes? Did she have any interaction with it at all, or was it more like just, I see it and it's gone kind of thing? Or I don't know if you
can
remember.
She had no interaction with it, but no. She said she saw me at the other end,
uh-huh.
And she saw it, and she ran back down before me.
Okay. And I know that sometimes the geographical location of England, right, because you're from England, the UK?
Yes, that's right.
This place where the event took place, does it have like a forest or anything, or like a big, you know, like big forestry area around the area, or is it more like a city?
No, I'm actually not sure. It was more like a village town, I
like
think, Sandbach. I remember the garden was very big.
Okay.
But it's more, I think it's in the Stoke area.
The Stoke. Okay.
It's just the last place you'd expect to see something like that.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, like I said, when I read your story, it had me very intrigued. You know, as you described the animal, the humanoid, you go into a lot of detail. It's really good. I like, you know, if you want to keep on telling us some more, and I'll ask you like some more questions down, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Obviously, we couldn't find anything after that, but me and my sister were both absolutely terrified. And we asked if we could leave the house, and my mum said, no, we've driven, you know, an hour to be here, we're not leaving.
Uh-huh.
So me and my sister went across the road to a local park, because we were too scared to stay in the house or to go back in the garden. I'm afraid it was not too much to the story, but it's something that has stuck with me.
Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, like you said, you know, this happened when you were a younger child, and sometimes, you know, as we get older, our brain represses memories that we don't want to hold on to, you know? Another question. So, when you spend the night there at your family's house, did you hear any, I don't know, weird noises at night? Did you...
Oh, no, sorry, we were only visiting for the day.
Okay, so it was
we
only like
stay
a day.
Overnight now.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
I was gonna ask if you heard like any noises, anything like that. And then I did see the photo that you posted on the story, and it, for my conclusion, you know, for what I could think of, it kind of looks like I don't want to be skeptical, you know, but it kind of does look like a werewolf in a way, or a shapeshifter, uh-huh. As some of the other users commented on it.
The only big difference between that picture and
uh-huh.
what I saw was the legs were really, really hunched and haunched.
Uh-huh.
It had very, like, strangely bent legs.
Yeah, so kind of like
a... I remember its feet were huge.
So were the feet more like a dog feet or like a human feet, kind of, if you can recall?
The feet were paws.
Also, the feet were paws, okay.
Yeah, I remember looking down at the feet and then looking up.
Because
it had hands but feet, like hands but it had paws.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so it kind of makes me think that what you probably witnessed, it was probably a werewolf maybe, or some sort of shapeshifter, just the way you describe it. Maybe, I don't know if you guys in the UK believe in like on skinwalkers and stuff like that.
I think some people do. I mean, if only I had seen it that day, I would honestly think that it was, you know, a childhood thing, and
uh-huh.
I don't know how I describe it, because the memory's too clear for me to say, you know, oh, maybe I imagined it. I know what I saw that day, and with my sister having seen it too, but to think that things like that are real just terrifies me, to be honest. I don't like to believe in stuff like that.
No, it is a very terrifying concept, or, you know, that there is stuff like that out there. I mean, I believe in the paranormal. That's why I do this podcast. I believe there is stuff like that out there, you know, with the supernatural and stuff. And also, another one of the big theories that I have is that whenever these entities or apparitions appear to you, it's when you're going through, like, a psychological trauma, kind of. Like, when you're sad, upset,
yeah.
Angry, mad, disappointed, stuff like that. Because these things feed off of the energy. Well, most of the time, you know, most of the time they feed off on
Feed off of fear.
Yeah, fear, you know. But that's very interesting that the way you were able to remember some of the memories. Now, ever since the first incident, I did see that you sigh one more time when your uncle went visit you, I believe. That's the second encounter?
Oh, yeah. I didn't see it. This was, my uncle came to visit a while later with my aunt, and they never used to visit us. It was quite a strange visit. And I mentioned before he has an obsessive compulsive disorder.
Yes.
And he asked me and my sister to tidy our rooms, and just the usual kind of thing he did. And then he asked us if we wanted to go in our own garden and look for Mr. Wolf. And after that, I remember the day very clearly because I think them coming to the house was a bit of a shock.
Uh-huh.
But then after that, the day's blank to me. I don't remember anything else from that day other than tidying my room.
Very interesting. But you didn't see me. You didn't see. We'll just call him Mr. Wolf. You didn't see Mr. Wolf.
Not that day.
Not that day. Just the first time and only time.
Just the first time.
Now my question is, and you could tell me if you could answer if you want, or like I say, you don't have to. My question is, do you think? And this is gonna sound really, really out there. You could laugh at me if you want, but do you think perhaps? Do you think perhaps your uncle was playing a trick on you guys, you know, putting in a suit and, you know, try to scare you guys?
This is actually a popular theory that people have said about. To be honest, I would love that to be the answer, because then I wouldn't have to remember it the way I do.
Uh-huh.
But there's just no way for me. In my head, I know the teeth, the nose, everything was still so clear in my head. It was so tall, and my uncle's not a tall man. And when we crept down the garden, he was by the house.
Uh-huh.
But that would be great if it just ended up being my uncle in a costume.
Okay, so now my other possible hypothetical question, and this is the one that sounds really wild now, okay. Do you think perhaps your uncle saw this thing, wanting you guys to see and confirm that what he saw was an actual shapeshifter, for say? Or do you think, or let me ask you this. So, the first time you encountered Mr. Wolf, was your uncle around, or did he kind of disappear when, you know, like, how did that happen? Like, that was one of the big key important factors on the story that...
Yeah. He stayed by the conservatory doors at the end of the garden.
Uh-huh.
And then when we snuck down, he wasn't in the garden, and me and my sister both saw Mr. Wolf. When I ran back down to the house,
uh-huh.
he was inside the house, back with the family.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we came back out again, when I asked my mum to see, he came back into the garden with us. But he kind of laughed it off then. He said, oh, you know, it's just a game. It's just a game. And then he changed his story and said, oh, you know, Mr. Wolf's gone back to the forest. But I was pretty hysterical at this point, so no one thought it was funny.
Interesting. Well, yeah, that's very suspicious. I mean, it could be the possibility, and I'm just throwing out this for the listeners out there on the gray area, as they say. And I'm sorry, you know, to say it like this, you know. Maybe, do you think maybe your uncle was the actual shapeshifter, you know, by any chance, maybe?
For me, I honestly can't say what happened that day because I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But I find it very strange that he made up this game. It's not like I wandered down the garden and happened upon it. I was
yes.
told to go down there and look behind that shed.
Yeah, because it doesn't
get stranger than that for me.
Yeah, I was gonna say it does seem a lot strange that, you know, your uncle tells you let's go play look for Mr. Wolf and he kind of disappears in a way.
Exactly where to tell me to look.
So I don't know. Maybe just me, you know, because like I said, I like to look into stuff the extra mile, as I say, outside of the box. But it seems to me that maybe your uncle. Could be the person behind the Mr. Wolf incident, you know, whether he put on a very realistic suit or whether he somehow, you know, out of the scientific realm, has the possibility to turn into a shapeshifter like that. Because, you know, if he wanted you guys to see it.
That's a terrifying thought.
I'm sorry, I come from the scientist community, but, you know, that's like the only logical explanation that I would probably think in my head, you know?
But I think that's the biggest, most confusing part, that he knew that there was something there.
And then the fact that you said that your uncle tried to change the story afterwards when you guys were telling your mom, you know, what happened, makes it more sketchy in a way, you know? But... and then the second time you said that your family doesn't really visit you guys, and then your uncle wanted you guys to play Let's Look for Mr. Wolf a second time, it just kind of adds on to the mystery, you know, that maybe he's the one that is able to metamorph into this humanoid dog-like thing and wanted to keep on scaring you guys.
I wish I remembered more of that day, the second visit, but after the room cleaning, I remember him asking if we wanted to, and then I don't remember anything.
If you don't mind, can I ask you how old are you, so that way like I said, I could cut it out if you want, but that way the listeners could kind of see, like, how many years have passed since this incident to the actual date.
I'm 27 at the
so
moment.
So, you're 27, this happened when you were about, what you said,
I was either 6 or 7. 6
or
7? I think I was around 6 and a half, yeah.
So, 27. So, yes.
My sister was 2 years older.
So, it's been about 21 years, give or take, right?
Wow, that sounds that's unbelievable.
And it is amazing that you still are able to...
Well, that's the thing. I don't remember many things from when I'm a kid. I don't have the best memory, but bad memories seems to stick with me much, much stronger. Because I've only ever had two paranormal things happen to me, and they're both very clear in my mind, whereas most memories tend to fade for me.
Yeah, it's normal. Like I said, the human brain is made to forget stuff that is not very, very relevant into our lives. But since, like you said, you had this experience when you were a younger child, and it was very, very dramatic in a way, quote unquote. Your brain retains as much information as it can, just so that way, if you ever experience it again, it's like muscle memory. You know, you kind of know how to react to it. You're like, oh, well.
Oh, it gave me a lifelong fear of wolves and forests, even though it didn't happen in a forest.
And it's normal. It is correlated to, you know, forestry, wolves, especially, like I said, if from how you describe it, I could imagine it being like a werewolf, you know, like those normal werewolf movies where the person turns into a wolf, shapeshifts, the legs are hunched back like a canine, but yet they're able to, you know, walk and stuff like that. And... just like I said, the photo of the thing that you saw, well, I mean, it's not the real photo, guys, but it's a approximation of, you know...
Yeah, that's the closest thing.
The closest thing that
what
she could...
looks like.
I'll put it on the podcast, on the Instagram of the podcast, if you guys want to check it out as well. Another thing, you say you had have you had any other experiences besides this one when it came to Mr. Wolf, or that was just it, right? You said that was just those two?
I've had a completely unrelated paranormal experience, so not that long before, funnily enough, soon after my dad died, but it's nothing to do with the wolf, it's a separate, the only other thing I've ever experienced that I would say was paranormal.
Okay, you could share if you want. I'm sure the listeners would love to hear it, but like I said, it's up to you however comfortable you feel.
I'm not sure if it's very interesting, but it was very soon after my dad had died. He died in a horrible accident at his workplace.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And it's okay. A long time ago now. Funnily enough, and ironically enough, today's the 21st anniversary of his death.
Okay, I don't know what to say, but my condolences to your family and, you know, everybody.
Oh, thank you. My mum wasn't coping very well after it happened, and, you know, as you wouldn't. And I'd gone to stay the night at my grandma's house, this was just a few days after his death, and in the middle of the night, I sat up in bed, and there was a man that stood at the end of my bed.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't scared at all. This man looked around, in his 20s, blonde hair, and he was just stood smiling at me. and he reached in his pocket and pulled out a gold watch.
Uh-huh.
And then he held it up to me, smiled and left the room. And then as soon as he left the room, I screamed for my grandma and granddad to come to me.
Uh-huh.
And when they came in the room, I said, I've just seen a man. And there's a man in the house. He's just shown me a watch, a gold watch, and then he left. And my grandparents turned white. They were terrified, and they looked through the house and came back, and they didn't say much about it at the time. What I learnt years later was that my dad, when he died, there had been a gold watch in the family that was passed down,
uh-huh.
and he'd been buried with this gold watch. I mean, obviously me as a child, I didn't know that.
Yes.
But that's another thing that I cannot explain.
Hmm, that's interesting. It sounds to me like if that watch probably matches to your family's watch, maybe that was the spirit of your dad, you know, trying to see you one more time.
That's what my grandma thinks.
Trying to see you one more time. Especially you said that you're the youngest one, right? Because you say you have an older sister. And it is very common that, or at least in my culture, I'm Mexican, and we believe that whenever a tragic and unexpected that happens like that, the spirit of the person tries to see their loved ones one more time, at least before they depart from this world onto the next one. So that kind of seems to me like that's what kind of happened, that your dad was trying to see you just one more time, and you know, the watch.
I say it's only my only two experiences, and that one I wasn't scared at all. I think it was oddly comforting in a way, even though at the time I didn't know that it was my dad.
Yeah, see, and
that... was so that, much younger.
Yeah, as I'm saying, sometimes those experiences happen like that when, if they're like family relatives and stuff, and they just come to say goodbye to you, you feel a sense of comfort, and sometimes, very rare, it's like a sense of sadness, because, you know, you realize, oh, it's my late family member, you know, it's so-and-so, and, you know, you realize that it was somebody that you cared for when they were alive, and, you know, you get the sense of sorrowness and sadness, but most of the time, it's just like a comforting kind of thing, like, okay, they passed on to the next life, they came to pretty much say goodbye.
That's what my grandma believed.
Mm-hmm. I've had a couple of experiences myself. I could tell you a couple of them since we're sharing back and forth if you want to hear them.
Yeah.
This happened to me at the beginning of this year. My grandpa passed away.
Sorry.
It's okay. I mean, he lived a very long, happy life. So what had happened to me was a little bit similar to what happened to you. But mine happened, my experience happened, like, see, he was in the hospital the weekend. I believe it was like a Thursday night. I was working at this retail store. I cannot say the name of it just because of the copyrights and stuff. But it was a big, it's a retail store. And during that time, my grandpa was in the hospital. And I remember seeing him walking down the aisle with the shopping cart, telling me, I saw him and I was like, hey, like, what are you doing here? Like, aren't you supposed to be, you know, out of the country, and you're supposed to be in Mexico? And he looks at me and tells me, yeah, but I'm getting ready to leave. And I remember, like, I talked to him, you know, I was like, well, like, where do you mean leaving? Like, where are you going, you know? Like, where are you going? And he just told me, well, I'm leaving, you know, like, it's time for me to go. Like, I am leaving. And so I didn't think much of it, because during that time I was sleep deprived. I couldn't sleep good. So I was like, well, maybe just sleep deprivation and, you know, just hallucinating about it. So Friday came by, and we got a call from a family telling us that he's doing worse. So in the back of my mind, I'm already like, okay, he's probably not gonna make it past the weekend, you know, since he was 93 at the time.
Oh wow.
And then Saturday comes along, Saturday night, Saturday morning. I have a dream. I see him on a dream, and he's in the hospital, and he's laying down on his bed, and he starts talking to me, telling me, hey, you know, I don't think I'm gonna make it. You know, thank you for being there for me when I was, you know, on my better days. He told me, don't cry, don't nobody cry from the family. He's like, I don't want you guys to cry for me. You know, it was meant to happen. I just saw like a light came coming down from the roof, kind of take him. And then Sunday morning, we get a call telling us, you know, that he had passed on. But they were not sure if he passed on early Sunday morning or it was late Saturday night when he passed on. So, like I said, I know what you mean when with the experience of, you know, seeing a relative depart ways with you like that. Because I had that experience.
Saying goodbye for the last time.
But yeah, like I said, it was just really interesting that we had like a similar experience in a way, quote unquote. You know the.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty interesting how stuff like that happens. Now let me ask you this: Have you ever, like, first of all, are you like a believer in the paranormal, or are you just like, I believe it if it happens to me? I mean, it already has happened to you, but besides that, like,
funnily
right now,
enough, I'm actually very skeptic. I was grew up with no religion or anything.
Okay.
So, I really want to believe there's something else after death and in the paranormal, but I find it very difficult.
Okay.
I would like to.
So another question is, have you maybe, or anybody close to you, have you guys had any other like experiences? Or, because I mean, we all know people that they say, oh, I don't believe in the paranormal and stuff, and they go and do like Ouija board. You know what the Ouija board is, right?
I do, yes.
And they do that, right? And then weird juju, like weird stuff starts to happen to them, and so they're just like,
I think I'd be too scared to
okay.
do things like that.
Okay, perfect. I was gonna say that was my question. I was gonna say, would you ever do something like that? But
oh no, stuff like that. It's funny, I'm so sort of skeptical, you know, oh, that can't be real. But someone mentions like a Ouija board, I'm like, oh no, no, thank you.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. Just a word of advice. If somebody ever tells you let's do Ouija board, listen to your God. Don't do it. It's not worth it. You know, it opens up portals to the interdimensions and stuff that, you know, it allows spirits and apparitions and energies and, you know, whatever people call them to come into this world. So don't do it. Just stay away from them.
That kind of thing terrifies me.
I mean, and I don't mean to say like to terrify you or anything like that. You know, it's just
oh, I know.
Like, don't do it.
I'm just a wimp.
No, it's okay. I mean, everybody has their They're natural fears, and it's very common with, you know, it's very, very natural. But other than that, I think, thank you very much for sharing the story with us.
You're welcome.
It was very interesting, and I will edit this, and I will try to publish it later on today. So, and I'll send you the link if you want to listen to it, as it's already pre-post and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I'd like to listen to it.
Mm-hmm. And you could, you know, if you want to share it with your family members and stuff, you could, or...
Yeah.
Just friends, you know, you could do that. Okay, well, thank you very much, Kelly. I really do appreciate you. Thank you for coming into Paranormal Chronicles. And thank you guys for tuning in to the new episode. We will see you guys on the next one. Thank you very much, guys, and have a good bye.